And now a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. This week, we honor Dr. Martin Luther King in our country. Also this week, our nation's economy took a sharp downturn, and I proposed an emergency stimulus package. I could not decide which of these two subjects to do my weekly radio address on this week, so I've decided to do them both. On this day, we remember Dr. King, who primarily because of uncertainty in the housing sector, dreamt of a time when people are judged not by the color of their skin, but by a risk of a bull market. He had a dream the stimulus package I proposed would inspire a nation, including measures to help struggling homeowners avoid foreclosures. Dr. King called the daily humiliations endured by Black Americans an economy that will continue to grow over the coming year, but at a slower rate than we have enjoyed for the past few years. My economic advisors expect that the Dr. Martin Luther King believed that the answer to hate, discrimination, and skyrocketing interest rates was love. He preached that both business development and consumer spending were ultimately no match for the power of nonviolence. The spirit of Dr. King calls on the Congress to walk hand in hand with my administration to enact an economic growth package for which the great American civil rights leader gave his life. Dr. King's leadership and additional stimulus in the form of tax cuts will keep our country growing in the years to come. Thank you for listening. God bless you.